Hey, good morning, my friends. We're on day 25, focus amidst the static. This whole chapter is devoted to staying focused on what our goals and dreams are, because we can subscribe to the greatest ideology and philosophy in the world. But if we don't have mechanisms to keep us grounded and to keep us focused and not get distracted and pulled away, we live in such a distracted kind of state of being today, not only with social media, but with just so many things going on around us that it's hard to stay focused on what we say. And what we believe in our hearts is really true in life. So I mentioned a couple of suggestions to staying focused on our mission and our goal in life. One is the Torah scroll. There's a mitzvah for all Jews to have a Torah scroll, and a Jewish king is obligated to write two Torah scrolls. By the way, you can satisfy the requirement of having a Torah scroll in your home by having some Jewish books, but the Jewish king would have to have one in the palace and one that he took everywhere he went. Why? Because the king was subject to all sorts of, you know, we know about all the abuse of the kings of England and France. So to keep the king focused on his mission and purpose, which was really to bring the Jewish people into the land of Israel and live a certain kind of life in Israel. So according to one opinion in the Talmud, the Jewish king had the Torah scroll that he was supposed to bring around with him hanging from his very arm. And the symbolism of a king carrying a Torah scroll is, you know, wherever he went is powerful. That although he was mighty and had all these privileges, he was answerable to a higher authority. And what reminded him that he was answerable to a higher authority, not get sort of carried away with all of his power, is that he had this Torah scroll with him. So I asked the question in the chapter, and I'm asking you on the recording now, what reminders do we have in our lives that keep us connected to our purpose and our mission? And if we don't have these things around, so for example, we have a mezuzah, handwritten parchment containing the Shema, sealed in a small case on the doorpost of our home. The mezuzah reminds us whether we're going in or coming out. What is the purpose of our home? What kind of life are we living in this home? What are the values in the home? And when you see that mezuzah, it kind of triggers that off. Men are commanded to wear tzitzit, strings which are attached to a four-cornered garment. It's based on the third chapter in the Shema, actually. And the Torah acknowledges basically that, you know, life is just full of distractions. And the tzitzis remind us of the higher purpose. How does looking at these sort of bakery strings remind us of a higher purpose? Because of the tchelet. The tchelet is this thread of blue that's supposed to be in the tzitzit. Talmud says that this blue comes from a chilazon. It's a type of aquatic creature or snail. By the way, identity was forgotten long ago, but it's been more recently, in the last like 30, 40 years, been rediscovered. I wear tcheles in my tzitzis. We're witnessing a renaissance in this mitzvah. But the blueness of the blue dye is supposed to be remembered. The Talmud says that the blue thread dangling from your tzitzis reminds us of the ocean, because the ocean's blue. And then when you're thinking about the ocean, you're reminded of the sky. When you're thinking about the sky, you think of the heavenly throne of God himself. And these are just physical reminders of our purpose and our mission. The tefillin also serves this person. Men literally wrap boxes containing parchments from verses from the Torah on their arms and on their heads. And we should always be thinking about the ideas that are in those boxes. But when you have the boxes wrapped around you, it's a lot easier. And the tefillin worn on the arm, by the way, are also angled inward towards the heart. And when we wear the head tefillin, the head is supposed to be exactly where the brain is, where the hairline is between the eyes. And we're basically demonstrating our desire to unify both our hearts, our emotions, and our minds, our intellect, towards focusing them on God. Now, we don't worship physical objects. The mezuzah, the tefillin, the tzitzit are not things that we pray to, God forbid. We use them to stay focused on the one and only, on God. But, you know, there are other reminders in our homes. If you have Jewish books, if you have Shabbat candlesticks, maybe we have a nice prayer when you walk into the house, a birchot habayit. A lot of people like that in their home. It's a little blessing when you come into the home. These physical reminders, these objects of inspiration, can at times keep us focused when we get a little distracted. Some people carry around a little tehillim with them, or they will have a siddur whenever they need it. And I would not underestimate the power of these things. And I speak about it a lot in my new book, In the Jewish Experience. I talk about Shabbat. Shabbat is not a physical reminder in space, but it's a reminder in time. In the book, and this is a quote, page 206 in the new book, the Sabbath is a sanctuary in time. It's an island of stillness in the sea of toil. It totally regrounds us. I don't know if you've seen any of these clips with Charlie Kirk, who started keeping Shabbos, not exactly a Jewish Sabbath, but turned his phone off for the 24 hours, which is pretty unbelievable. And he was explaining how it just helps filter out all the static in his life. And that's, of course, something that we do and mentioned in the book, the Shema. When we pray, we try to turn off the world for a few minutes. When we pray, we turn off the world for 24 hours. If we don't have these mechanisms in our lives, we can believe in the greatest things in the world, but we're going to get distracted. We need to stay focused on our purpose and our mission.